It's been 5 months since the requirement that everyone buy health insurance or pay a fine was repealed as part of the Republican tax overhaul. So what's happened to the insurance markets, and where do we stand with the Affordable Care Act? Joining us now is Sarah Cliff, who's a health policy reporter at Vox. Hi, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
And when we look at the numbers there, we're looking at 9% uninsured rate going to 9.1% in the first year of the Trump presidency. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, but is this the beginning of what many have feared would happen when you get rid of the individual mandate that requires people to have health insurance?
So I think of 2017 as the calm before the storm, where for all the debate we had here in Washington, the Affordable Care Act actually didn't change that much. It pretty much ran as Obamacare's drafters intended. There were some changes to outreach and advertising, but the individual mandate repeal, that didn't come till the very end of 2017, and it won't even take effect until January 1st, 2019. So we're kind of right before that big policy change. So I think right now we see a decent amount of stability, but the real question is going to be what happens next year when there is no requirement to carry health insurance.
And do we have any clues about that at this point? Have people started in 2018 to make some changes that we'll see in 2019?
Definitely. So the biggest clues we have are we're starting to see the prices that insurance companies want to charge in 2019. Those come out on a state-by-state basis, and the rates we're seeing are pretty high. Essentially, insurance companies, they expect that fewer healthy people are going to sign up without the requirement to buy insurance. So we're seeing some rate increase proposals as high as 90%. That's the first clue that we're likely to see lower enrollment in 2019. When the prices go up, people are going to be less likely to purchase health insurance.
One of the things I noticed is that the uninsured rate among Republicans is up, but not among Democrats. And I was speaking to somebody who covers healthcare like you do, who said it's possible that Republicans are going to want to back out of anything to do with what was known as Obamacare faster than Democrats. And so maybe they'll go into the uninsured group.
Yeah, this is kind of a surprising finding that came from a recent report from the Commonwealth Fund. And it's not totally clear what's driving it. One might be politics, that Republicans have spent this past year hearing about how terrible the Affordable Care Act is. That might make them a little bit less likely to sign up. The other thing might be more policy-based, that states with more Republicans have Republican-run governments, and they are doing less to make the Affordable Care Act work. So it's a bit of a mystery, but it's definitely showing up in the data at this point.
Subsidies were also an important part of the Affordable Care Act. They helped keep premiums down. There were some changes in that. What's happened there with subsidies?
So there were some changes. The Trump administration stopped paying certain subsidies that help cover copayments and deductibles for low-income Obamacare enrollees. And the insurers actually adjusted pretty quickly to this change. We did see premiums rise, but they did so in this strategic kind of wonky way that essentially got people more subsidies to cover the rising costs. So we actually see a little more stability in the subsidies than I would have expected about a year ago. But for people who aren't getting subsidies, they're just bearing the price of that premium increase, and that can be pretty expensive.
One of the reasons healthcare is so expensive is the cost of drugs, of prescription drugs. And President Trump unveiled a plan earlier this month to reduce the cost of drugs in this country. He wants to speed up generic drug creation, wants pharmacy benefit managers to pass rebates onto customers, and he wants to try to reduce what people on Medicare pay for drugs. As you look at his plan, and it's been criticized by a lot of people who say it doesn't go near far enough, what do you think? Will it work?
So it seems like it's nibbling around the edges at a pretty big problem, that American drugs cost vastly more than the exact same drugs in other countries. And there are some of those changes. And I think there are some changes in here that would get bipartisan support that Democrats could get on board with. But it seems like those sort of changes, the list you were going through, Jeremy, they're not enough to get at the fundamental issue, which is that drug companies in the United States can essentially charge whatever they want for their products.
The government doesn't negotiate with them, as happens in other countries.
Exactly. And that makes us quite different from our peer countries where they have that kind of negotiation. And, you know, Trump was a bit of an unknown on this until the speech a few weeks ago in early 2017, right before he took office. He gave this speech where he talked about how Medicare was going to bid for drugs, and it suggested that maybe he actually did want to go pretty far on this issue. But the plan we saw from him a few weeks ago was not that plan. It was kind of smaller tweaks, not actually moving to Medicare, the government negotiating for drug prices.
Is that just because of pressure from the industry?
I think it probably has to do with pressure from the industry, you know, from his party as well. Having Medicare negotiate for drug prices has traditionally been a policy that Democrats have really pushed, not Republicans. So it might be him stepping a little bit more in line with his colleagues and, you know, thinking through some of the things they might be able to do through regulatory channels versus something that would take an act of Congress.
That's Sarah Cliff, health policy reporter for Vox and co-host of the podcast The Weeds. And also, you can't see this, but she's 38 weeks pregnant. So, Sarah, thanks for joining us and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.